from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Tampa Bay Rays are moving on. They beat Cleveland last night 4-0 to advance to the American League Division Series. Alex Cobb tossed 6 2/3 innings, allowing 8 hits and striking out 5. Delman Young had a solo home run for the Rays. They'll start a series with Boston tomorrow. The National League Division Series begin today. Pittsburgh is at St. Louis and the L.A. Dodgers playing at Atlanta. In pro football, the Buffalo Bills are at Cleveland tonight. The Packers getting set for their Sunday matchup with Detroit at Lambeau Field. B.J. Raji says Reggie Bush adds something to the attack of the Lions, but he's not alone.
It's not just Bush, though. They've gotten better in the run game up front, you know, blocking, getting some push up front. So that's another kind of dynamic that helps Bush, you know, make some plays in the open field, get in open field, make some plays. But ultimately, I think they've done a good job in the run game.
D.J. Lang says the Lions' defensive line is something they have to contend with as well.
They're off to a hot start. They're the strength of that team, I think. Got four guys in there and also some backups that can rotate in and really put a lot of pressure on you as an offensive line. So they've got a lot of talent. It's going to be a challenge for us. We know that. We've played some good D-lines so far this year. So, you know, it's going to be a tough task.
Packer linebacker Clay Matthews returned to practice yesterday for the first time since he injured a hamstring 10 days ago. Mike McCarthy said Matthews was limited, but he's made some progress. And the Brewers have placed first baseman Matt Gammel and third baseman Taylor Green on waivers. If they clear waivers, both will be eliminated from the team's 40-man roster later today. In golf, the President's Cup starts. Steve Stricker of Madison paired with PGA rookie Jordan Spieth. That's sports. I'm Tom King.